Dan, lots of sawing and cutting and digging and burning today. What's going on?
Yeah, busy day today. Getting lots done, getting the structural stuff done before we start growing stuff.
What sort of structural? Well,
the important thing was the strawberry wall. We got the strawberry wall up, rebuilt. We had a prototype for the last couple of years, made of old milk bottles. But we found it didn't really work. It dried out too quickly.
Looked good, but wasn't...
It looked okay. It was good in principle, but it didn't really work. So we built a stronger structure with troughs. We've managed to use things we had lying around. Haven't spent any money on it. We're using and replanting it with strawberries that we've been propagating over the last couple of years. So it's up. Andrew's watering it now, last knockings. And all we've got to do now is keep it watering and
are you
and
going
wait
to put any more on?
Worth of strawberries.
Are you going to do any more? Or the, just the one there?
Yeah, just three rows at the moment.
Okay.
If it's successful, it might be extended another year. We've certainly got enough strawberry plants
sitting
around in pots.
We're all taking some home, aren't we?
Everybody's getting some to take home today.
So. Also, the burning and the clearing. You've done the shed at the back there. And
Yep, we've moved a store shed that was in the wrong place.
Making more room.
Yep, making more room. Clearing up our winter waste. Burning our prunings.
You know something? In the 4 weeks since I've been coming, it's changed. Like, it's so beautiful.
Yeah, it's coming alive. And the hard work of the volunteers is going to really start showing now. The stuff they've planted in the last couple of years and areas they've cleaned up are starting to look wonderful.
Yeah.
Look at this spread of daffodils.
I know, it's gorgeous. Got
really
some young fellas there, probably want to come in and help. Last week you done potatoes.
Yep, potatoes are in the ground. We're waiting for those to come up. We've got first earlies, should be ready in June. Desiree main crop. They were chosen as a favourite of most of the volunteers.
Okay.
And some salad potatoes as well. So we're trying some in the ground and some in bags.
I'm still finding my feet. I've just stuck a few seeds in pots.
You're in charge of the sunflowers,
aren't you? I didn't want to bring it up again, but yeah. So we planted about over 100.
100 sunflowers planted. Excellent. We're waiting for those to come up. And they should brighten up New Cross. That's the intention.
I know. And last week also, just on the more of a sociable side, it was Serge's
60th birthday. One of our volunteers comes in regularly. I realised that it was going to be his birthday. So I said, how about a little barbecue?
Yeah, but it was lovely.
It was fantastic. It was great. All the volunteers turned up, especially all the volunteers turned up that day. Yeah, they knew there was going to be
booze.
Yeah, booze and maggies and chicken.
Yeah.
And it was great. Serge did a great job on the barbecue. People brought in some nice desserts and salads.
See, about the gardens, okay. I mean, I know it's the volunteers and it's about the garden, but really it's about the people as well.
Yes, absolutely. The garden wouldn't look like it does without them, so.
I mean, I've only been coming 4 weeks, but I feel like I'm part of the family.
Good, good.
Thank you. My second cup of tea. All right then, so what will we see next week?
Next week, what are we going to get up to next week? A bit more tidying up. We've got our stores to repair. There is a horrible job there. There's the lock-up roof needs fixing. So I might be up there messing about trying to fix a roof.
Okay.
And then we can sort out the store and keep all our tools dry. More stuff getting potted on. Talking of which, I've got to finish potting on my chilli plants. Got to get those in pots today.
Do you want me to help you?
Are you going to help me?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Come on then.
Come on then.
Bye everyone.